It is our Building Our Future program. We're doing it on Thursday this week, obviously. And Allison Best is with us, Director in the Office of Technology and Commercial. See, I cannot. Let's roll with it.
We're just going.
I can't say commercialization.
It's all good.
Did we get there?
You're good.
What is your title since the radio man could not say it?
So I am honored to serve as the director for the Office of Technology Commercialization at Ole Miss.
See, just that simple, right? Just that simple. What exactly would that be, ma'am? What is that?
We are the office that is responsible for moving innovation off of campus and into the marketplace.
And if you will, how do you get that job done? What exactly is it and how you get that accomplished?
Sure. One of the most interesting aspects of working on a campus that has a mission of not only teaching but research and service is that we have extraordinary faculty, staff, and students who come up with things. They invent, and they invent across all different types of technologies, all different types of industries. And so our office comes in to help them work to see if that idea actually has a place in the market. And then we work with our commercial partners to make sure it happens.
I find it interesting, and I've had these conversations, whether it's with different people in your office or the people in the business world. I have this idea, but I just don't know. We get this a lot with Alan Kerr and different with the Lafayette County Economic Development Foundation. I know they do different things as well. It's good to have someone you can bounce that idea off of. And it's not that you want to deter someone or say, oh, that's awful, go away. But you have to try and bring that out. And there are a lot of great minds in North Mississippi working on things.
That's right. And it's one of those, it is, it's a conversation and it happens over time. Ideas take a lot of back and forth. They take a lot of investment. And so one of the key things that this team can do is help bounce all of those different conversations that need to be in place to see if the idea has merit.
Are there examples that you can give us and people that are out there that have come through and have done these
kinds
of things?
Sure. And, you know, a lot of people are not familiar with our industry as a whole in terms of academic commercialization and what comes out of it. And the way I always start the conversation is one of the most iconic examples is actually out of the SEC, which is if you have Gatorade in your refrigerator or at those sports events, that's out of the University of Florida. And so once you kind of have that context, that's what we do is we see if those types of things. In terms of Ole Miss, we have several products that are already out on the market. Believe it or not, we had a faculty member that not only was studying plants, but honed in on aloe vera, knew that it had hydrating properties, knew that it helped skin. And what they actually, that team found out was one of the most hydrating properties in aloe vera is not only in the gel, but in the rind. And it's a very specific thing in that rind. Well, a cosmetics company up in New York said, that sounds great. So we, believe it or not, at Ole Miss, we have a skincare line on the market.
Really?
Yep, called Sustainable Youth. That's available online. But that whole process took about 5 years. We did a lot of testing working with our commercial partner. So that's a fun one that most people don't know about. We have, if for those of you out there taking dietary supplements every day, we have several commercial relationships where we're providing the actual ingredients. We verify their purity, their standards. We make sure that it's doing what the company says it's going to do, and then they sell them as ingredients to other companies. So you may be taking a product out of Ole Miss in your daily dietary supplement.
Great. What else is in that pipeline? What do we have coming forward?
Well, one of our most exciting partnerships is with one of our local employers that I know is a big interest to your listeners, and that is Hyperion Technologies in Tupelo, Mississippi. A lot of people, the Hyperion story with Jeff Carter and his team have done is extraordinary on a lot of levels, but we actually have three relationships with them. The first one is actually a product that's already on the market. Our faculty and staff over at the Physical Acoustics Center on campus developed a sensor, which is a brilliant little box of a microphone. But not only is it a microphone, it can create very valuable data out of that. And so people all over the world are buying these sensors to listen for blasts, because it can detect what kind of blasts are out there if you happen to unfortunately be needing to listen for that. But it also can listen for seismic changes. And so what we love to say about that product on the market is, you know, it was invented in Ole Miss. It's manufactured and distributed out of Tupelo, Mississippi, but it's listening around the world. Wow. And that's extraordinary.
Absolutely. Talking with Allison today, the University of Mississippi and its Insight Park is kind enough to be a part of this program and give us someone each and every month to discuss what's going on in the economic development world. So how do you work with others on the campus that's involved in economic development?
We work with everybody because that's the only way it's going to happen. Just like we talked about, a lot of those conversations have to happen in order on one specific idea. It's certainly a team effort. Your listeners have already heard from William. You've heard from our emerging group in biomechanical engineering. Yes. We have the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship on campus, which are helping our students form companies. And then certainly with our local chamber, state, and then even regional and national efforts. It is a matter of having all of those different conversations in terms of got to know a little finance, you got to know a little risk, got to go know some science. And that's the only way, to make it work.
Before we talk about impact and vision, this area, this radio station covers, and we don't cover the entire 13 counties that I'm mentioning here, but we get to 13 counties, mm-hmm. and it is a growing area, this mm-hmm. North Mississippi. And I know you're working with the entire state. Mm-hmm. How easy has it been to work and handle through that growth that's coming up, whether it's, you know, maybe DeSoto, Lafayette, or whatever that we might be talking to right now?
Sure. Well, I'll give you an example that's one of my favorite stories right now is, again, working with Hyperion over in Tupelo. We had one product on the market with them. We had another one that was in development, which is another kind of sensor. And then we had these three extraordinary faculty members on campus who were looking at ways to help those that have a really profound stutter. Those individuals that weren't necessarily looking for a cure, but if they were happen to be on the radio with you,
sure.
Or a student doing a presentation in class, going for that first interview, a way to help those folks. So three of our team members on campus came up with an idea that they believed could help those folks. One of those three was an engineer, and he said, you know what, I can build that. So we built what we call a prototype. Great idea, it worked, but we needed somebody who knew how to build at a commercial scale. And the first name that popped up was Hyperion, because they were building stuff for us anyway. So we went to talk to them. Now, this is actually a medical device, which is a whole nother world. And so as opposed to the sensors listening to seismic things around the world. But Jeff and his team took a great look at it. They were able to scale it where we thought that this might actually be something. And so it evolved to that second generation prototype where we have basically this device is two different sensors that you wear sort of around your head. Another one you can wear near your wrist like that. And it's reducing stuttering by an unbelievable amount. And so we cleared that hurdle. Then you get to the point where, again, this is a medical device. It's consumer-oriented. All of those questions that you have to ask. And then along comes Blue Delta Jeans. For those of you out there who know an extraordinary story, Weaver and West, who have started Blue Delta Jeans. And turns out one of the partners in that company has a stutter. So he was looking for that. And for those of you that may or may not know the Blue Delta Jeans story for North Mississippi, I highly encourage you to do it. Not only they have a workshop in Oxford right off the square that's absolutely gorgeous, but they make what we call bespoke blue jeans. Got them on today, where they make your blue jeans for you. But the great news is they're being manufactured just outside of Tupelo, Mississippi. And their story is great in that they realized that there was a workforce there that was willing, able, and most importantly, highly, highly capable of doing this. And so they're selling blue jeans all around the world. So I promise I'm getting to my end of my story.
No problem. It didn't take long for new football coach Lane Kiffin to get some Blue Delta jeans.
Was,
I saw that.
They're tweeting in his blue jeans.
I saw that.
That's right. So the key aspect of that story is that you have a company that knows how to sell and knows how to sell specialized products very, very well. And had a motivation for doing so because, again, one of their partners is dealing with a stutter. And so they became that sort of next piece in the story. And they partnered with Hyperion. We've been working with them for about a year now because now it's a matter of how are we going to market it? How are we going to package it? those last steps in a computer, in a consumer-oriented device, are not only tricky, they're the most expensive.
Right.
So, long story short, you got a lot of people in North Mississippi that are trying to get this medical device on the market. And when it launches, which we're hoping will be in this year, this next coming year, it will be the first medical device out of the University of Mississippi. But when you see this story, when we launch it, I want everybody to think about the fact that it took a sensor technology company in Tupelo and two guys that know how to sell some blue jeans to make it happen.
That's amazing. And that's the fun of what you do and what we're talking about here, that it can come together like that.
Yeah, it's
a lot of fun. And I think a lot of these things, it does involve a person working for you or you yourself, mm-hmm. if you are the main person, CEO or whatever, of a company, to pull some things like this off. All right, mm-hmm. now to the impact and the vision and the things that you guys have.
Yes. So, I mean, the immediate impact piece for me right now is I started a service as director for our office almost 2 years ago now, and I just want more folks to know what we're doing. Obviously, that's very selfish for our offices. We've got four whole people working on this. But that's how what we've been able to do so far is absolutely extraordinary. And so what we're hoping to do is build on that awareness to increase our impact by reaching out more and more to friends and family of North Mississippi who have those expertise in those technologies that we're developing, because the conversations that happened around that medical device, what we're hoping is to increase that and have those conversations across all sorts of technologies that we have on campus. And that's how we'll keep moving.
Couple of things, and then we'll let Allison go and on with the rest of the day. And that is, anything coming up soon that we should discuss?
Yes.
Any events or things that are happening?
We are thrilled to have all of y'all on campus.
Right,
February 7th, I believe we're gonna do a host site visit, and we would love to talk some more. Bring in some folks. We've got lots of other products in development. We've got, everybody knows about Ole Miss and our famous marijuana program. We actually have a compound out of marijuana that's getting ready to go in clinical trials for glaucoma. There's lots more stories to tell, so we're excited to have you on campus and start sharing some of
them. That sounds like fun. And do we have a workshop or things that we need to tell as well?
We do. This is an interesting opportunity for your listeners out there. If you've been looking for a way to connect with Ole Miss, especially through an internship, especially for smaller businesses who are looking to expand their bandwidth, by bringing on an intern, and again, for Ole Miss, it's an extraordinary opportunity for our students to learn more about what you do, because that's going to make them more employable. And we have a great team at Ole Miss that will help you with your internship, but we decided a couple of weeks ago, we're going to go ahead and host on January 10th in the Jackson Avenue Center on campus from 8:30 to 3:30, so basically that's a full-day workshop for you to come over and listen to a company called Intern Bridge. Their CEO is going to come over and talk about ways that you can make an impact with your interns, because it's an investment on your part as well. I mean, you're teaching, but you need work product out of those students, and you want to manage your time. And so this is a great opportunity for you to come in and listen to how you can effectively and efficiently work with these students, and hopefully both sides of that equation are going to be great. So if you want additional information on that, you can just Google Ole Miss Business Intern Workshop. There's a website, there's a press release on it where you can get more information. There is a small fee associated with it, but we're offering a discount code.